Prayer to be Fully Satisfied by God's Love, written by Emily Rose Massey and read by Kelly Gibbons. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God. To those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. For the majority of my life, I struggled to feel truly loved by my dad, who was an on-again, off-again recovering alcoholic. Because of that missing piece, I longed to find love and constantly sought out approval and attention from boys, giving myself away piece by piece, first becoming entangled by pornography, then slowly moving towards sexual encounters beginning at the tender age of 12 and going on until I was 22 years old, a whole decade of my life. I knew John 3:16 by heart, but I didn't fully understand it. I couldn't shake the religious upbringing that taught me only about a vengeful, angry God who would smite me down if I were not perfect. I still felt like I had to work for forgiveness and love. That performance-driven mentality affected all areas of my life. No matter how hard I tried to be perfect, I never felt good enough. I reached a point where I stopped trying and just lived. In college, I made plans to run away to Los Angeles. I would be an actress and prove the world my worth, talent, beauty, and charm. But one Sunday morning, only a couple months after I graduated, my eyes were truly open to my selfish and sinful existence. I hadn't been to church in years, but one morning I went with my mom and sister. During the worship service, I began to experience this deep conviction that I was living a reckless and selfish life. I had been running away from God. Immediately, I knew I needed to repent and start running toward Him, back into the Father's arms. In that moment, I realized where I truly belonged. Right there, with hands lifted in worship, tears streaming down my face, I repented of my pride and rebellion. I told God I didn't want to live life like this on my own anymore, and I surrendered to His plan. But only a few short months after this change began in my heart, I received some traumatic news. Someone murdered my father outside of a strip club. His lifestyle landed him in the wrong crowd, and it tragically cost him his life. Although I lost my earthly father, I discovered a father's love that is stronger than anything I've ever known. Since that time in my life, God has completely healed me, transformed me, and shown me His overwhelming love as my Father, who will never leave me. The most powerful revelation I received once I started seeking God was found in the first chapter of the book of John. But to all who did receive Him, He gave them the right to be children of God. To those who believed in His name, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. What a powerful reminder to us. Jesus died so we could have unending fellowship with the Father. When you fully embrace Jesus, the Father embraces you. Jesus gave us the privilege of being called God's child, and He made a way for us to have access to the Father. No matter what you have done, you can never outrun His love. You are never too far gone for His reach. He will rescue you and use you for His purpose in the earth. Receive Jesus and the work of the cross and learn to stand in the most important position you will ever hold in this life, a child of God. Let's pray. Father, help me learn to be satisfied with Your love above all else. You are the only one who can satisfy my longing to find love and acceptance. Help me have eyes to see when I am tempted by lesser loves. I know Your love is stronger than any love on this earth. Help me love rightly, Father. In Your Son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.